You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Punt, William Hill's Top Flight Football Podcast.
Hello everyone, welcome along to the Punt Podcast here with William Hill, Dave Callner in the studio with Lee Phelps to look ahead to the Europa League final, which is Wednesday night. It's live from Warsaw, and it's Dnipro versus Sevilla in the Europa League final. First of all, a warm welcome to Mr. Lee Phelps, who's going to be doing the tipping here, providing you with the winners on this podcast.
Midweek master.
Midweek master is back.
Weekend weakling, but yeah, midweek master, I think it's fair to say. Can we just, before we go any further, can we just both of us hold our hands up and say, well done, Derek McGovern. Not only did he beat us in the naps, we even did like a last naps winner.
Oh, he killed
us. He beat us in that as well. So Stoke was his bet of the season, his 15th bet of the season this season. If you're going to have a bet of the season, DK, I think it's fair. You want it to be winning 5-0 at half-time.
Yeah, it was nice, that, wasn't
incredible.
It? Just for full transparency, though, here, there would have been my nap on the podcast as well.
Why are you doing this to
yourself? If I'd have had the opportunity to have napped a team before he did, I'd have chosen Stoke.
People don't like this advertising. People like to just think, right, okay, yeah, well done. You've been magnanimous in your defeat. Let's move on.
Let's do that then. We'll have a look at this Europa League match this Wednesday night. Dnipro 11-2 here with William Hill. These are the 90 minutes prices. The draw is 11-4. Sevilla in the betting at 4-7. To lift the trophy, Dnipro are 5-2 to lift the trophy. Sevilla 2-7. Lee, Sevilla only just missed out on a spot in the Champions League, finishing fourth in La Liga. They'll be desperate to retain their title and get that automatic qualification spot into next season's Champions League. Dnipro have come from nowhere, really, to get into this Europa League final. You look at their European pedigree, they haven't got much in recent times. They reached the quarterfinals of the European Cup back in 1985 and 1990, but since then they've not really made a mark in the European game.
No, not at all. And, you know, I think they'll be probably as surprised as anyone that they found themselves in the final. I honestly thought it would be Napoli-Sevilla final. And yeah. I tipped Napoli up in both legs, I think. So got that wrong twice.
Was that a midweek podcast as well, though?
Yeah, it was. One of the rare losers this year. But you've got to hold your hands up and say what a fantastic job they've done. I mean, you look at they're still going in their domestic league as well, of course. Still got stuff to play for.
Do you think that's an impact on this match?
Only in as much as I think they're in the middle of, you know, they're still in that mindset. But Sevilla only just finished. It's not like it makes any difference. They've got an important game coming up, I suppose, is the only way you would say it matters, against Hovela on the 30th. But, you know, this has to take priority, doesn't it? The situation in the Ukrainian Premier League is that Dynamo Kiev have won the division, 65 points. Shakhtar Donetsk on 55, Dnipro on 53. So Dnipro could qualify for the Champions League anyway if they manage to beat Hovela and Shakhtar don't overtake them. Shakhtar have got Karpaty last, though, and they're second bottom. So all things being equal, I think Dnipro's best chance of getting the Champions League is here.
Yes.
You know, and they'll just treat this match as a one-off, you know, and not have to worry about that game. Beat Shakhtar, though, so they're coming into it on great form. Beat Shakhtar 3-2 at the weekend. The thing that stood out in their Europa League campaign, and it started out fairly mediocre, and really, I mean, finished second in the group behind Inter Milan, 7 points from six games.
Unbelievable.
Terrible, really.
Just looking at those stats, you can't imagine they even get out of the group with just 7 points from six games. And since then, They've claimed some huge scalps in this competition. Yeah. Defensively, they've been very strong, haven't they?
Yeah.
I think that's been key to their performances.
And the home that home form, when you look down that home Europa League form, 1-0 Napoli, 1-0 Club Bruges, who were flying at the time. Remember, they just won the Belgian Cup.
Yes.
1-0 Ajax. You know, Ajax aren't the team of old, but 2-0 Olympiacos. You know, these are teams who aren't world beaters, maybe with the exception of Napoli, but they're all teams who you would have thought would have beaten Dnipro, getting a point, at Dnipro. So that's what it's been built on, this defence. And I see no reason why they would change that. You know, they won't go into this game thinking, all right, okay, let's go and outscore Sevilla. That's not their game. So I think we're going to see them doing exactly what they've done on their home ground in Warsaw, and try and, you know, just keep Sevilla and frustrate them. Remember, Sevilla's last year it was 0-0, wasn't it, to get the final that they eventually won on penalties against Benfica. So I think that's what they're going to do. little bits of team news, and there was quite a lot of changes at the weekend. Yevgeny Shakhov is an injury doubt. Conor Pianka and Rotan should both come back into the team, though they were arrested. Nikolai Kalinic may go into attack, but the man who's been doing the business recently is Zeleznyov. And he should start up front. He scored in that that home win against Napoli, didn't he? And I think he scored in the away game as well, didn't he? I'm sure he got goals in both legs. That 1-1 draw. Yeah, it was. He got the 80th minute equaliser in Napoli. So you know they're more or less at full strength here, and I just think that's what they'll do. I think they'll just go out there with the express intention of keeping it tight and trying to nick a goal on the break.
If you're looking at Yevgen Selesnyov to score for Dnipro, he's 14-5 to get a goal any time. That is the 90 minutes betting. 9-1 to score first and 9-1 to score last. We've talked a lot about Dnipro. Let's talk about Sevilla, Lee. No team in the season's Europa League have won more games than Sevilla. They've won 10 and they've only lost once in the competition to date as well. In terms of their progression to this stage, they got 11 points from their six matches in Group G, finishing second behind Feyenoord. They went up against Borussia Mönchengladbach, won comprehensively. Then they dispatched Villarreal 5-2 in comprehensive fashion, and that semi-final performance against Fiorentina, winning 5-0 on aggregate over the two legs, secured them another spot in the final. They've been the standout team in this competition, and that's why they are so short in the betting league.
Yeah, a bit too short, really, aren't they, for
the
final?
So, yeah.
I think they'll win it, but I think they're a little bit short. It's led me to kind of go and search for a bit of value. But yeah, I mean, and their overall form, just lost one of the last 21 games in all competitions. Yep. It's great. And that was against Real Madrid. And then they lost that 3-2 when Cristiano Ronaldo scored that hat-trick. So, you know, a team in excellent form. They've got a love affair with this competition, you know, looking to win it back-to-back, get that Champions League football, which they missed out on, as you mentioned earlier in the podcast. You know, they've won it before that as well. I think this is the fourth time they will have won this competition. So, you know, they, like I say, they got a love affair with it, and I think that will be a major thing. I think going into a final, Dnipro's players will be relatively inexperienced at this level of football. You know, they don't win their home at domestic league, so they're not used to this. Whereas Sevilla's players, by and large, will be used to the big stage. They're used to playing against Barcelona and Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid in big stadia, and they're used to this kind of thing as well. So I think, you know, Sevilla, with players like Bakker in great form as well. I mean, you know, Carlos Bakker's got 20 goals in La Liga this season. He scored in the cup as well. Five in the Europa League this season. Got seven in the Europa League last season. He scores regularly. Scored in that away win against Fiorentina. Scored in the game against Real Madrid. So he scores in big games as well. Scored against Zenit in the previous round. So I like Bakker to be amongst the scorers here. Even money. It's about as short as I'd like to go.
It's the sort of prices you're going to get for their key personnel from a striking perspective when you consider Sevilla 4-7 to win the match. Not just win the tie, win the match in 90 minutes. You're going to get even money about their top strikers, aren't you?
Yeah. Bakker to score in a Sevilla win. The headline offers 2-1. Again, it's probably about as...
It's not bad.
No, it's all right, isn't it? It's not something that makes me really stand up. But I think I don't think they're going to get it their own way here. You know, I know they've been in fantastic form recently. They have been scoring goals. But I think they will have to work at this. And I think they'll have to break Dnipro down. The bet I'm looking at is Sevilla to win and under 2.5 goals in the match. I think they'll do it in 90 minutes. You know, I don't think they'll mind if they don't, but I think they'll have just a bit too much quality for Dnipro in the end. And I think, you know, everyone always says, when you talk to footballers who go into finals, they always talk about how, you know, the week building up to a final, the emotion of it, the mental, you know, strain that it puts on you does count for something. That's what tires you out towards the end of a game. It's not the physicality of the game. So I think Sevilla will break them down. Half-time draw, full-time Sevilla is another one I quite like. But yeah, my main bet will be the Sevilla win and under 2.5 goals.
You've got to think as well, a lot of people might not take into consideration how many more matches they've had to play to get to this point.
Yeah.
You think they started off in the third qualifying round of the Champions League, didn't they, Dnipro?
Yes.
So they've played 18 games to get here, where Sevilla have played 14, and that could take its toll as well in the business end, maybe an extra time, something like that.
Could well do. Yeah, you're right. I hadn't actually thought about that, but I'm sure it will have some sort of impact on it. towards the end of the game. You know, so that's why you know, if you're watching this in play and it's tight, I still think that Sevilla could be the ones who maybe score late on. It might be that they score goals in the second half and it is 0-0 at half time. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a little nervous. I don't think they'll rush. I don't think Sevilla will feel they have to rush, and they do score a lot of late goals, Sevilla, as well. The semi-final, when they went to Fiorentina, they actually scored, you know, two in the opening half an hour, and that was enough for them. But you know, you look at the results recently, and you know that the goals against Malaga, all three came in the second half. The goals against Almeria both came in the second half as well, so they're not afraid to wait and be patient about it. If you're watching it in play and it's, you know, it's tight, I'd take advantage of that and be looking at, you know, if you're approaching half time, I'd be looking at playing overs, maybe over 1.5 goals in the second half. But for me, just a straight old Sevilla win under 2.5 will do.
And if you're looking at draw half-time, Sevilla full-time, which could be a play as well in the double result market, that's over 3-1. That's 100-30 on draw half-time, Sevilla to win the match.
Given what we've said about the way we think that the game will go as well, the other way of playing, I suppose, would be to look at the 30-minute betting. The draw there is 6-10, so they're well on that. There's another one. I like this market, which is Sevilla to score first and the first goal after the 31st minute.
Yes.
9-5.
Okay, that's not bad.
That's under the time cap. If you go to the goal time tab on the match page and then you go to time cast right at the bottom of that section, you'll find it there. And there's all the, you know, when the first goal will come if you don't want to pick Sevilla, match goal, first match goal, etc., etc. So, but yeah. Looking forward to it, actually. Should be a good clash of styles.
Looking forward to the FA Cups at the weekend as well. Saturday afternoon for both the Scottish FA Cup and the English FA Cup, and we'll be previewing those. Unfortunately, that's a weekend podcast, so Lee's tips maybe not as strong as the midweek podcast, but thank you, Mr. Phelps.
Pleasure. You wouldn't want to be Villa, by the way, would you? They've gone into it with a 6-1 defeat and a defeat to a relegated
club.
It's
weird, isn't it, how their form's tailed off.
But yeah, look forward to those.
Arsenal are 8-15 to win that FA Cup final. The draw 3-1 Aston Villa 11-2. We'll preview that on the Weekend Punt podcast. For myself, Dave Calder and Lee Phelps, signing off this midweek. Enjoy the Europa League final on Wednesday night, and thank you for listening to the Punt podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.